Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura on a Football Tuesday. CBD. We're going to hear from Solomon Wilcots in a little while. I want to get a national perspective on this football team. Solomon has been here with NFL Network, of course, and we want to also tell you about OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket, teamed with OBM's designation as the only, Nathan, only, Sharp Platinum's level service provider in town. There isn't another. So OBM can tackle any of your copier problems, and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. I see no scrambling going on around here unless number two is
I'll tell you what, I was scrambling when it was pouring like it was a biblical event happening out there as immediately after practice concluded.
Just the sky
started,
just opened.
I mean, that's why Aaron Goldhammer was in here for the really big show. They got chased. You could not be outside. It was nuts.
It was either stay out there or get electrocuted for that.
And I'm looking outside now. Not raining. The flag's not even blowing. I mean, it was literally.
It was a 10-minute event from hell. Now the preferred document services provider, by the way. I want to finish up with OBM.
Go ahead, my bad.
Of the Cleveland Browns. That's okay. Visit OhioBusinessMachines.com.
They would have had me covered.
.com today or call 216-485-2000. They would have, but you make sure you cover those copiers too because that's not good in the water.
No, they would have been bad out there today. It would have been a rough day for copiers.
Just a thought. What do I know about copiers? But that's that would concern me.
You know
a lot. So Aaron Berry, good kid. Enjoyed talking with him for really the first time on the show, and he definitely, most definitely was great. With us, sound bites, we got Deion Sanders, his visit from Berea yesterday. We'll get into those in about 20 minutes. Mike Pettine's presser with the media. So we'll play that for you. Okay, we'll play that for you at the top of hour, and then after further review at 2:15, we'll go through some questions, some topics. And also Solomon Wilcots, as I mentioned, 2:30 from NFL Network, CBS Sports, and the Browns preseason TV analyst on the KYC broadcast. He'll be working with Jim Donovan.
Yes, he will. I think what's exciting about today is you saw the offense start to finally show up and give some life and give some excitement on that side of the ball. I think that was very good to see today. Some good throws, as I said, from Johnny Manziel. Some good throws again from Brian Hoyer. Both quarterbacks looked very, very good. That was good. The official depth chart, by the way, of the Browns has been released today. And I think there are some interesting things to look at on here. Right now, the starting wide receivers are listed as Josh Gordon and Miles Austin. Andrew Hawkins and Nate Burleson as the backups. Travis Benjamin and Anthony Armstrong, third string. Moore and Connor Shaw, fourth string. Gabriel Krause and Snead, fifth string, which I think is interesting there. Yeah. Your starting quarterback is listed as Brian Hoyer. On the defense, your starting lineup is listed on the defensive line as Billy Winn, Ataba Rubin, and Desmond Bryant.
Yes.
That means Phil Taylor is not listed there as well. The linebackers that are starting right now, Paul Kruger and Barkevious Mingo on the outside, Carlos Dansby, Craig Robertson on the inside, with Zach Dials backing up Dansby, Chris Kirksey backing up Craig Robertson. The corners are still listed as Joe Hayden and Buster Screen with Tayshawn Gibson, Dante Whitner. The top backups at corner, obviously Justin Gilbert at one side, and at the other side, Isaiah Trufant, Jordan Poyer, Jim Leonard, the backup safety. So Jabal Sheard, not listed as a starter.
Yeah.
Phil Taylor, not listed as a starter. Chris Kirksey, not listed as a starter. Justin Gilbert, not listed as a starter. And on offense, the guys that aren't listed as starters that I think are obviously impact players, you got Johnny Manziel, you've got Terrence West, you got those would probably be the big two for you right there. What's interesting about this to me, Notorious, and also Marquise Gray listed as the starting fullback, Ray Agnew the backup, is that it just shows the depth now that this Browns team has, especially on defense. Because you've got that second defensive line right now. It's got Armani Bryant, Ishmael Kitchen, Phil Taylor. You've got Calvin Barnett and John Hughes, who've been blowing people up all camp long, listed with the third team. The second team linebackers are very solid. The third team defensive backs, which is our Aaron Berry, Pierre Desir, Josh Aubrey, and Johnson Badmosey. That is very solid. This is a team now with tremendous depth on both sides of the ball.
Sure.
And this depth chart, listen, Jabal Sheard, who's been singled out many times by Coach Patton as being the guy to watch on this defense, going to have the big year, not listed as the starter right now. Why? Because Barkevious Mingo and Paul Kruger have really stepped up their games this training camp and are deserving of being in the starting lineup right now. But I kind of look at that as three starters, even though it's only two positions.
Yeah, I mean, remember a year ago you had Barkevious Mingo as kind of the, quote, odd man out at outside linebacker, right? It was Kruger and Sheard. Mingo would come in mostly in a specialty pass rush role. The fact that they have felt confident enough to put Mingo there, I think, makes a heck of a statement, because I think Mingo had a lot to prove to this particular coaching staff. You heard Mike Pettine initially within, I think it might have been the day he was hired or certainly shortly thereafter, make references to wanting Mingo to get bigger, wanting Mingo to be in the 240 range when he was in the 230s. Well, he's still in the 230s. He has definitely added some muscle. Looks more than anything like he's added knowledge. He looks more like a guy who knows what he's doing.
And he's playing stronger. Part of it is leverage. He's using his leverage, using his strength, unbelievable athletic ability and speed off of the edge, obviously. But Barkevious Mingo's come a long way, and Paul Kruger has come a long way. And Paul Kruger has done very well in a lot of one-on-one battles with Joe Thomas in practice. And when you're doing well as a pass rusher in one-on-one battles with Joe Thomas, that means you're playing at a pretty high level. And I think a little bit of a fire was kind of lit under Paul's behind. And you can see him. He's playing with more intensity, playing faster, playing with more confidence. And it's kind of carried over to his personality, I think, off the field a little bit. I think he's happy. He's comfortable. He's feeling good. I think he feels very much like he belongs this year, loves this defense, and is having a very, very solid camp thus far.
Loves the defense and feels, I think, that he needs to earn his way with this coaching staff. The other group gave him his lottery, you know, ticket. They gave him his pass, the money. And when you feel that money, I think get that money, you feel a sense of entitlement and trust by the previous regime, and they're gone. And so now he has to make his case for a different group of people, especially Mike Pettine, and I think he's done that. I think he showed them a lot by dropping significant weight that allowed him to increase his speed. I think he's responded to the coaching that is asking him to take a more direct and aggressive path to the quarterback, and as you said, you see it off the field as well. He seems really engaged with the whole process, happy to be here, and excited that Mike Pettine is leading this team and confident that this team, that this defense especially, has something to it. It's going to go somewhere, and it's going to improve over what he came. You know, he came from Baltimore, came here with a Super Bowl ring, and I think last year, as bad as it was for everybody, I think it's particularly bad for a player who's used to success.
He came up in the Super Bowl in which he had two sacks, two big sacks against Colin Kaepernick and the 49ers to help that team. Yeah, it was a tough season for him, no question about it. And I think Paul Kruger very much looking to bounce back and has done it so far. Ben Tate, for those of you wondering, listed as the starting quarterback. If you're reading into this a little bit more, the third string quarterback is listed as Tyler Thigpen with Connor Shaw as the fourth string quarterback there. So those are kind of the big battles you were keeping your eye on. Buster Screen still will be starting. But I think it makes a very strong statement, and unfortunately we were able to get our guy on the show today, that our guy, Buck Wild Billy Winn, who you and I have both thought was on his way to a big season, did miss some time early at camp and is still listed with the first team defense right out of the gate. And also I think it's interesting that Ataba Rubin is listed as the starting nose tackle on this team.
Yeah, because, and that's where the whole Phil Taylor discussion comes in, because I think Rubin is a little more of the prototype of the way nose tackle is played in the Mike Pettine, Jim O'Neill defense. It is more of a penetrator kind of guy. Remember, anybody who is on that line, it isn't just about eating up space, occupying blockers, and allowing others to make plays. That's sort of the old school traditional 3-4. That is not what this defense is about. It is much more hybrid, where they want people who play tackle to also be able to play end. And in given situations, change those looks around. And Rubin could be outside. We've seen it in camp. We've seen it in practice. He's been inside and outside. Phil Taylor, I think, is a little less versed to do that. He's much more of a true middle guy. So I think in the eyes of the coaching staff, they want that versatility. They want the players who can do more things and be multidimensional. And that's what Rubin has going for him. It's not what Taylor has going for him. But when Taylor's in there, don't get me wrong, Taylor is an effective player.
Yeah.
And I think it also speaks to Sheard to a great extent, that right now the feeling is that Kruger and Mingo have performed better and earned the right to be starters. But you're going to see a lot of Jabal Sheard. He could put up big numbers, Nathan, even as a non-starter.
Of course.
Yeah, right?
I mean, of course, because what's so great about this team on defense, or one of the things that has me so excited, are the variety of packages that they can use in the nickel. In the nickel, they can have Dez Bryant and Armani Bryant be the only two down linemen out there. Then you can have Kruger, Sheard, and Mingo. So you have five pass rushers basically to unleash on people. You can have Kirksey, Eubanks, Carlos Dansby, any combination of one to three or two of those guys as your cover linebackers. And then you've got the DBs. You've got great depth at defensive back. Right. Gilbert and Hayden on the outside. Screen can move to the slot. You've seen some looks where Tayshaun Gibson, Dante Whitner, and Jordan Poyer, all three safeties, were on the field. A lot of flexibility and a lot of room to kind of manipulate the numbers for this team when they want to get after the quarterback. And then they have a lot of guys. They could come with a group up front that would be Billy Winn, Ataba Rubin, and Phil Taylor if they really wanted to go out and sell out to stop the run. Then you got guys who have shown a lot already in the Shmaley Kitchen, Calvin Barnett, John Hughes, Jacoby McDaniels. These are the backup defensive linemen.
Right.
This is a very deep group, a lot of flexibility for Anthony Weaver and defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill out there. We are going to give you the highlights at 2 p.m. in its entirety, not the highlights, in its entirety. Mike Pettine's post-practice presser today, that'll be there. And again, we want to get talk to you, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. We do want to talk to you about this quarterback situation. We want to talk to you about the defense. Any questions you have, the depth chart that has come out today, today's practice, hit us up, let us know. The interesting thing to me, kind of as a teaser on the Pettine thing, is that he says he still doesn't know who's starting for him against the Lions, which I find fascinating.
Yeah, he's keeping that drama out there, isn't he?
I find it fascinating. All right, we want to find out if you do too. Again, 216-578-0850. It's Cleveland Browns Daily. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, ESPN 850 WKNR.